All right, we got a bit of a situation here.
Uh-oh. Doesn't sound like a good situation.
It's, I feel bad, and I'm going to get crushed by the people, and it's fine, and I fairly understand that. Tyler, I think I'm gonna have to maybe take a step back on that gift thought.
Wow!
Well, it just may
not
have to
even
be
2 hours through. You telling me you were going to get something.
It may be a different gift at this point. As I walked over there to take a few photos of some of those polos, I was thinking it would look nice for you. They had, I don't know if you're large or an XL.
XL.
I think, as I was going to say, I think you choose the wrong size. There's not a chance in hell you're an XL, but whatever.
Every shirt I own.
I know it. But
so all my clothes are oversized?
I think so.
He double layers because of that sweat problem you got.
I don't ever double layer, actually.
I think.
Oh, do you not?
I think you're a good large.
Oh, you wear certain colors, correct?
I think you're a good large.
Is that what y'all do?
Check the size of this shirt right here. What's the size of that shirt?
Not a lot.
Be XL, bub.
There's no chance. I know
I'm thin in the ass, but I got a frame in which the Milner frame requires an XL.
So I was out there looking. I took my phone. I'm going to have to go past it. It'll get stuck. I just took my phone out there to
go
take a
picture. So you think I'm just walking around wearing tall tees every day?
I just think they're too. I think you're large. Maybe a large, a tall large. Maybe you should get that. But I think you're large.
No, you're wrong.
As Clint just told you, I'm wearing an XL right now, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not in shirt size denial. This is not an XL that is just tightened to the tape. Anyway, I went out there to take some photos, and I don't know if I had my finger over my thumb over maybe the fullness of the price. Yeah, it wasn't $14, Jay.
So I'm not getting anything. That's fine. That's cool.
Bro. I'm just saying they were $114 is what I did.
Did you think you was going to get a T-shirt in a pro shop for $14? I mean, a polo for $14?
It said clearance, and I went out there as clearance.
$114 is clearance.
clearly, well, I'll tell you right now, I ain't got that for you, Jack. I mean, I'm going to have to find something else in there, but it ain't going to be one of the polos, maybe. I won't get
my hopes up, bro.
I looked at a few of them, man. They were 117, 163.
I think you're worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dirty. I think I am too, but it's not my money, so it's all good.
I may go over there and take some pictures and see. Well, you got.
And
you
I wish
that,
one of y'all
that?
Would stop taking pictures and just buy me something, but that's cool.
Well, I was going to give you a choice. I was going to give you a little choice before I did something.
I'm just telling you that 114 and 117 changes things a bit for me on the selection.
What does that mean? Does that mean you finna ask us to pitch in?
No, I'm going to get something all on my own. It may just be maybe a marker. Maybe. Yeah.
Yes, a ball marker.
That would be a good one, right? Damn it. Hold on, let me check.
I obviously haven't spent $114 on all the like different show shirts and stuff I had made and all that.
Fair point. So that's, yeah, that is that's a very
good,
fair
good call,
that's a
Ron.
Fair point, man. I'm thankful for you. I appreciate it. You spent $114 on them?
There's been a lot. Jesus.
It's been several years, ain't it, T?
Yes. Been a lot.
Remember them fun big hats I got y'all for the Super Bowl, too?
Those are great, man. I appreciate it. You have to throw it back in our faces. I'm just saying, man.
I didn't get one of those.
Oh, you weren't here. There's one in
you
the studio.
One.
Somewhere in the station. Yeah, me and Brandon were wearing them. I just at 114, man, that's just a little bit beyond where I am right now in my life. I'm gonna check out the ball markers now. If the ball markers are a little bit rich for my blood too, maybe.
Well, hey, ball marker, that's a clutch. That's a clutch pickup for somebody. It's probably better than a shirt anyway, especially if he's not picking it out. If it's me, I'd rather you get me a ball marker. If I'm being dead serious, I don't need anybody else picking out my shirt.
Text line
just my polos. I'm kind of critical of polos.
Text line coming through, Ronnie. It's Ron. You just cheap. You can't put a price on T-Bill. Guys, I don't think you guys would buy a $114 polo. I just don't. And I love Tyler. I really do. Tyler makes my life easier. He is a great young man. Very
emotional. Well, you can prove it by, you know, $114
shirt. I could prove, hell, I could make him a thoughtful card and really prove it. Not just $114 on him. Like, Tyler, I think I will spend $114 on you in stages. With
over how much time?
Hey, we're laughing out. Tyler doesn't sound like he thinks it's very funny, by the way.
It's hilarious, dude.
That was the best part.
Hope y'all are having hilarious. A grand time up there it's in hilarious. Michigan.
Hey, well, grand Traverse time. Look at that little fella right there with that big noggin sticking his mouth on the window.
Somebody need to clean that.
Look, I got a little Milner out here, Tyler. He got a melon on him, boy.
I heard the little guy with the big head. I was like, what'd I do now?
Your nephew's out of here.
I was listening to Payne and Pendergast this morning, and I heard a little bit on In the Loop as well. They were
Pendergast
talking about
and Payne.
That one too, Nick. They were talking about that offensive coordinator chart. Did you catch that damn thing there where they had Bobby Slowick as dead last?
Bobby.
I mean, they said pass score. Joe Brady, who was number one on the list, was rated at a 98.1. Bobby Slowick, dead last on the list, was rated at a 0.0 in terms of pass score. Overall, his rating was 0.9. Second place was Luke Getsy, who no longer has a job, at 3.7. Also, Shane Waldron at 26.9, who got fired midseason for the Bears. I also want to make a note on this list that somehow Andy Reid is 27th when it comes to play calling last year, lower than Shane Waldron, who was fired, in Ken Dorsey at 17.4%. So I would like to say this list is stupid. Listen, I understand the things that we have heard about with Bobby Slowick and other things. Clint, I cannot wait for this season to start because I have reached my it is all Bobby's fault. And I cannot wait to see somebody because the way that you would hear it right now, they said they have been doing this study for 15 years and Bobby Slowick is the worst play caller in the history of the 15 years.
Dang it, Bobby, that's exactly what we don't want.
I know we're going to be able to gauge this play calling by I guess the execution of the other dudes on the floor on the field. I don't know how that works into this thing, but because somehow Andy Reid and Bobby Slowick may have had the two worst offensive line situations in the NFL, but somehow they're 27th and 32nd, and we all know Andy Reid ain't no damn worse than Zach Robinson or Alex Van Pelt on this stupid ass list that just come up. But I just, because my expectations now from everything we've been hearing, Clint, is this offense ought to be leaps and bounds from what they were last year. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see it. I don't see that this is just about this. They're about to just jump off the map. Now they have gotten released of Bobby Slowick, and now his ass is gone. And Chris Strausser, I cannot wait till this season starts so we can see this new chains of the shackles that have been taken and released off of C.J. Stroud and the rest of this. I am so tired of this. Bobby Slowick is just, I'm so tired of it. I can't wait.
Look, I love the thought of the Bobby Slowick fatigue, because I agree. I mean, I agree that wholeheartedly that there's layers and layers and layers, and Bobby's just one of them. This is, I mean, anything like this, a chart like this, and you pointed it out, any chart that you look at that's grading offensive coordinators and Andy Reid is 27th, rip it up, throw it away, and don't ever look back. Whatever it is, even if the information is accurate, that there's no sense in it. The story it's trying to tell, doesn't make a lick of sense. So,
Todd Downing. Jets 8th best play caller.
Yeah, the Jets play caller. That's a good one. Yeah, that's tough. I am glad. I am glad that particular graph or ranking or advanced stat ranking got you to a point where we could talk about Bobby, because I agree with you. But I mean, look, I'm one.
I'm not saying Bobby wasn't bad, Clint.
Oh, no,
we
agree,
talked
agree,
about
agree.
It, or at least it didn't have its issues.
It was easy to justify why Bobby Slowick got fired. No question about it. There's, but you know, the thought of that that was the overarching issue with this offense is and I hope it's right. I hope they're right. I hope that is the overarching issue, and I hope the guy they hired flips the script and ends up a top 10 guy on that chart. But
I mean, they had some dudes. They had some dudes up front. I don't care what you talk about with the coaching. They could at least touch somebody. I mean, there was just you can't hit me with the coaching staff or the coaching was it was so much. We look on the field and you saw so many. I don't care. There were moments and plays all year on the offense from whatever the line mostly, but anywhere where you looked up there and you said to yourself, they have got to do better. I don't know what the play call was. I don't know what the execution was supposed to be.
Yep.
But it has to be better than that, yep. Dalton Schultz. Nobody is teaching that.
Yeah.
Like there just had to be to for us to just lay it down there. I mean, I cannot wait till this damn season starts so we can finally stop talking about and all the rest of them. Oh, man, I tell you, man, he's going to put us in places where we're supposed to be, right? Kenyon Green stepping aside and letting people walk right through the line. And then, come on, man, get out of here with this. The worst in 15 years of a play caller.
Hold on, so.
Where do you think he was last year? Todd Downing of the damn Jets is eighth.
Yeah,
Press Taylor.
Bobby had to be top five last year.
The previous year. My God.
Get out of here, man. Brian Daboll's almost 10 spots ahead of Andy Reid from last year. That Giants outfit that we just watched roll through here. Man, get out of here with that thing. I just can't wait till we stop so we can move on and see the greatest show on turf. That's what I can't wait to see. Because that's what I'm expecting to see. Once you take that person out of the mix, now, boy, we got to see it now. Now, yeah. Our run game was really working towards the end of the year last year because the stuff Cole Popovich wanted to do as the assistant, and we started doing more. And once they talked Bobby into it, oh, I can't wait for this. Sorry, what you got coming up?
Tyler, if you listen to the drive, if you're out there and you listen to the drive, you're going to want to hear this next thing. Tyler, Ron don't want to spend $100 on you on a shirt. Wait till you hear what he did to me last night.